Today is Wednesday, June 9th, 2010. I'm Richard McKinley. This is the first of a series of podcasts which will cover the HTC Ozone with the Tox screen reader from Verizon Wireless. In this podcast, I'm going to cover the phone layout, some of the features in the phone, adding contacts, the music player, and a few other items. I actually had considered getting one of the Android phones, but they're not fully accessible yet. The browser's not accessible. The email app's not accessible. And I figured since we have to have the data plans now, I wanted to go with something that I could use as much as possible. I chose the HTC Ozone, and I do not regret that. It is a Windows-based phone, and anybody who's using Windows knows that you do have issues. There are times that you have to reboot the phone. For the most part, though, using the HTC Ozone with the Tox screen reader has been great. I haven't had any problems. You may notice background sounds during this podcast. We live on a busy corner, and you might hear traffic and things inside the house. I don't have a professional recording studio here, so we'll do the best we can. Now we're going to get into the layout of this phone and the description. The phone is about as wide as a plain Hershey bar, not as long. The top part of this phone, you'll find your display window. It's a pretty good sized display window. On the very left edge of this phone is your volume adjustment buttons for volume up and down. Below the display window, going left to right, on the very left is your send button. This is also the button used to answer calls or make calls. Just to the right of that is a flat button. This is a two-function button. The top part of this button is your left soft, and it also takes you into your start menu where you'll find a lot of your applications. The bottom part of this button is Tox and Home. Home will take you to your home screen. Tox lets you adjust volume, speech rate, and you can also use it to get into your Tox control panel. To the right of that is your five-way button. This is a square with a dot on the top, bottom, right, and left. This is your D-pad, directional pad, up and down, right and left arrows. In the center is the OK or Enter button. To the right of that is another flat button. This is also a two-function button. The top is your right soft. This will take you into your contact list. And again, this does different things depending on which application you're in. The bottom part of this button is your back button. This is used to get out of and close applications. If I'm in an application, I use it to get back to my home screen. You can also use your home button, which I described earlier, but I always use my back button to get out of applications because I want to make sure they're closed. To the right of that is your end button. This is for ending calls and powering off the phone. This phone powers off a little different than other phones, and I'll be covering that later. Now we're going to go down below that row of buttons, and we come to our QWERTY keyboard. These buttons are pretty tiny. This phone probably isn't going to be for everyone. You know, if you have problems with your hands, neuropathy, or, you know, something like that, you're just not going to be able to use this keyboard. It's just too tiny. I don't have a problem with it, and, you know, other people don't have a problem with it. I'm going to start from left to right, going from top down. The first row is Q, W, ERTYUIOP. Just like your standard top row of your QWERTY keyboard. The next row down is ASDFGHJKL, comma, backspace. The next row down is your function button, ZXCVBNM, period, enter. So you notice you have two enter buttons on this phone. The next row down, this would be your bottom row, so there's four rows on this QWERTY keyboard. Going from left to right is your shift for capitalizing. Then you have your star button, zero, pound, space bar, messaging button, and a back button. So again, you have two back buttons on this phone. I'm sure you've noticed by now, I haven't mentioned a number row or a dial pad. You don't have a number row or a dial pad. The numbers are embedded into the QWERTY keyboard. On this keyboard, Q, W, E are 1, 2, 3. S, D, F are 4, 5, 6. Z, X, C are 7, 8, 9. Then, of course, when you get down to the bottom, as I mentioned earlier, there's where you'll find your star, zero, pound. And we'll get into this more later when we dial some numbers and add contacts. Now we're going to power up this HTC Ozone. As I said before, this is a Windows operating system phone. Runs Windows Mobile. Mine has Windows Mobile 6.5. Some of the earlier phones probably have 6.0. It takes a while to boot this phone up. So let's give her a shot. One thing about this phone is when you power it up, you push your end key, let up after a second or two, and it'll vibrate a little bit to let you know that it's going to come on. It does take a while. Here we go. I don't know if you'll hear the vibrating through the microphone or not. It's already past that. Taking a while here. I'm just letting it kind of go so you can see just how long it takes. Let's just pray we live long enough. You know, that's probably the one bad thing about Windows OS. It just, man, it takes forever for this thing to boot. There we go. There we are. A few minutes here. We should get some home screen information. Come on.
Home. Internet Explorer. Left soft start.
Okay. Started giving me a little information. I slowed down the speech and turned up the volume. Hopefully you'll get good sound from this thing. As I mentioned, you have a Talks button on here, and this is used for different screen reader functions. If you push your Talks, which is your also Talks and Home button,
Talks,
and if I push my right soft,
new message, signal 94%, operator Verizon wireless battery 100%.
So it lets me know I have a new message. And one thing that's really nice about this phone if you get a missed call or a new voicemail and you don't have the phone with you, you can go around your home screen and it actually places an icon on there to let you know that you have a missed call or a new voicemail. If I arrow down,
no upcoming appointments.
I don't have any appointments.
Profile. Normal.
Profile.
SMSMMS. 1.
So it's telling me right now I have one message. If I pressed OK in here, then I could read this message.
SMSMMS. 1 unread selected. Selected. Use cursor keys to move through the items 1 of 3 list view left soft delete right soft menu.
So, I'm going to press OK and see what this message is. It's probably something from CNN, because I do get CNN headline alerts.
1111.
Yep.
Left soft reply right soft menu. VCNN breaking Chicago Blackhawks defeat. Philadelphia Flyers and OT to win first Stanley Cup.
Okay. There you are. And I just arrowed down to read what was in this message. If you go to the top and place your cursor at the start of this message, I could press talks and press the down arrow and it gives me a read all. And then you just press back to get out of the document. I'm going to press back to get out of this message and to get out of the SMS app.
SMSMMS. Open selected. 1-1 home.
Okay, I'm back on my home screen.
Left soft start, right soft contacts.
And you see, it's giving you prompts of what your left soft and right soft does. One thing you'll notice with this phone, it will place shortcuts on your home screen of the most recent apps that you've used. If you don't use those apps for a while, then that shortcut's probably going to get replaced by another one. So I have several on my home screen that I've used.
Left.
We're at the very left.
Twikini.
Twikini, that's for Twitter.
File Explorer.
File Explorer, I think I skipped one.
RSS Hub.
RSS Hub, that's where I get news feeds. And I'll probably cover some of this in another podcast. I'm not going to get into a whole lot of this right now. I want to give you the basics on how this phone works.
File Explorer.
File Explorer. That kind of works like your Windows Explorer on your computer. It takes you into your folders, different files that are in your phone.
Voice notes.
Voice notes. Of course, that's where you record notes. And what's great, since this is a fully accessible phone, once you've recorded a voice note, you can go in and rename it, so you know what that voice note is. By using your right soft takes you into menus. And that's, as I was saying before, that's what I mean when your right and left soft do different things depending on applications.
Voice recorder.
Voice recorder. That's, I think, if you're going to send a voice message to somebody, like in a text, you can do voice, video, things like that.
Streaming media.
Streaming media, I'll cover in another podcast.
Facebook.
Facebook, that's a Facebook app that I had downloaded. This is a Microsoft Facebook app.
Excel Mobile.
Excel Mobile, there's also Office Mobile in here.
Word Mobile. Right.
Now we're done. We've gone back to the, all the way through the row of shortcuts that are on my home screen right now. If I hold on the left arrow, it'll just take me all the way to the
Excel Mobile. Internet Explorer.
Let's get
left.
Back.
Left.
I thought it would take me all the way back. I had to keep pushing it until I got to the left. And if you arrow down,
no upcoming appointments.
With this phone with the talk screen reader, you can put appointments in your calendar. You can set your alarm clock.
Profile. Normal.
Profile. You can have different profiles. This is normal, silent. I'll cover that in a later podcast.
SMSMMS.
There's the...
Zero.
There's no new messages.
Down.
I'm at the bottom. So if
profile.
I go...
Enter up.
I'm arrowing up. if you want to turn talks off for some reason, and there's times you're going to want to do this, you press the talks button.
Talks.
And this does rotate between talks and home, which is your home screen.
Talks. Home.
And if you don't do anything with talks for a while, it just automatically defaults back to your home screen. If I press
talks,
if I don't touch it, it's gone back to my home screen. I'd have to push it again.
Talks. Home. Talks.
See, it goes back and forth with that button.
Talks.
If I press talks and the star key, it takes me into the talks control panel where you can adjust different settings for the screen reader.
Talks. Talks control panel. One speech rights off menu. Two advanced. One speech.
So then there's also a menu here where you can go in.
Three items menu. One about use cursor keys to select item. Enter to activate. Two manual registration use cursor keys to select item. Enter to activate. Three quit use cursor keys to select item. Enter to activate.
And that's,
three of three.
That's in your talks control panel.
Talks control panel. One speech rights off menu. Home.
I pressed back a couple of times to get back to my home screen. As I was saying, if you want to turn talks off for some reason, you would push the talks command button and the back button. And it says voice on, voice off. If you press the back button, it'll rotate between those two. You'd select voice off and then press your OK. Now you won't hear talks, of course, because it's turned off. If you want to turn it on, press your home talks button again and it'll go into talks. Then press your back button and it will say voice on and you can turn talks back on. I'm going to demonstrate this later when I show you the media player for playing music, because I discovered that if I'm going to play music or anything with the media player, I have to turn talks off, and I'll show you why. Okay, I'm going to go into the start menu now and show you the items that you have in this phone.
Start. Messaging use cursor keys to move through the items. List view left soft more right soft menu.
The first item in this column is messaging.
Internet Explorer. Active sync, audio booster, clock, and alarm. Getting started. Quick GPS. Streaming media. Calculator. Microsoft My Phone. Video recorder. Windows Live. Left messaging. Left soft more right soft menu. Calendar. Tasks. Voice command. Bluetooth Explorer, Comm Manager, Modem Link, Remote Desktop, Text Messages Retry, Facebook.
Facebook is the app that I downloaded. That's the Microsoft Facebook application.
Mobile Email, Voice Notes, Games, Left Soft Calendar, Left Soft More Right Soft Menu.
We're going to go to the next column.
Contacts. Windows Media, Adobe Reader La, Call History, File Explorer, MP3 Trimmer, RSS Hub, Visual Voicemail, Google Mobile App, Talks, Voice Recorder, Nuance, Left Soft More Right Soft Menu, System Tools, Settings. Left soft more right soft menu. Office mobile. Album. Camera. Get applications. Pictures. And video speed dial. Mobile IM. Marketplace. Twikini. Navigator. System tools. Left soft more right soft menu. Settings. Left soft more right soft menu.
And settings, that's the last column in the start menu. You probably noticed, as I was going through the columns in the start menu, when I got to the end of one column, it would say left soft more, right soft menu. If you press the left soft key, it takes you to the next column. You could also right arrow. There's nothing in the menu at this point. If you press menu, it just has one item, and that's speed dial. I'm not sure why that's there, because you're not going to add speed dial to anything. That comes later when you're doing contacts and adding contacts and things. You can also browse the internet with this phone. I'm going to go on the internet and give you an idea of what you can do.
Windows Media, Audio Booster, File Explorer, Internet Explorer.
Now, when you're at your home screen, unlike your computer, you can't hit a letter and go to a shortcut. You have to arrow to it. With mobile speak, you may be able to do that. I'm going to get into more of that later and give you a website where you can listen to a podcast for the Ozone with mobile speak. I'm going to press the OK key or Enter key and go onto my homepage.
Internet Explorer. Left soft stop, right soft menu. HTTP. IMX.com web wireless Jenkins and banners blue orange. 228X. Top.
Now, one thing about using a mobile phone with internet, whenever possible, you want to find a mobile version of the website. Like weather.com. They have a mobile website, m.weather.com. That's what I have as my home page. I did a search, and I set it up for Minneapolis.
Minneapolis, MN. Change location link, press enter to click.
And as you see, you arrow down.
Sci link, press enter to check airport status link, press enter to click. Now. Hourly link, press enter to click. 36HR link, press enter to click. 10 day link, press enter to click. Outlook. 11. Light rain. 61F. UV index. Moderate. Humidity. 83%. Wind. From the NNE at 8 mph. Barometer. 30.03 in. Last updated. Sat. John. 12106 PM.
And that's my homepage. You can add it to your favorites by pressing your right soft, and this will take you into a menu with several items.
Last updated. Sat. John. 7 items menu. 1 favorites. Use cursor keys to select item. Enter to activate. 1 of 7 left soft zoom.
Now, in some cases, you have to hit that right soft key twice to get into the menu. I don't know if it's supposed to be like a double click or what, but I've had to hit it twice in a lot of cases to get into the menu items, and that's what I had to do here. You see, first one is favorites.
To add to favorites, use cursor keys to select item. Enter to activate. 2 of 7. 3. Go to web address. Use cursor keys to select item. Enter to activate. 4. Home page. Use cursor keys to select item. Enter to activate. 5. History. Use cursor keys to select item. Enter to activate. 6. Forward. Disable. Use cursor keys to select item. Enter to activate. 7. Refresh. Use cursor keys to select item. Enter to activate. 8. View. Use cursor keys to select item. Enter to activate. 9. Tools. 0. Copy paste. Exit. 1. Favorites. Use cursor keys to select item. Enter to activate. 1 of 7.
So, as you see, there's several things under this menu. This will probably be another podcast. You can see why I'm going to do a series of podcasts concerning the ozone with talks. There's just too much to do in one podcast. It'd make it real long. You can exit, which I'm going to do.
Exit, use cursor keys to select item. Enter to activate. Activate.
Press the Enter key in the middle of the D-pad.
Home. Internet Explorer. Left soft start, right soft contacts.
And I'm back at my home screen. Now I want to go over adding contacts. You have a couple ways of doing this. You can either dial the number, and it'll prompt you to save it under a type of contact. And I'm going to go through this. You can also go under your contact list, and it'll have like a new option and give you the left soft prompt if you want to press the left soft and add under Outlook or SIM card. I recommend, in most cases, not saving your contacts as SIM card contacts because it only lets you add the name and one number. If you add the contact as an Outlook contact, you have several fields where you can enter information. Remember earlier I said you don't have a dial pad on this phone or a number row. The dial keys are embedded into the QWERTY keyboard. That's really not as hard as it sounds. When I first heard about that, I didn't care for it either, but I've gotten used to it pretty quick. You have to wake up your phone if you haven't used it for a while, so I'm going to push the Talks Home button and wake up the phone, and then I can add my contact.
Talks Home.
I'm going to use Tell Me and add that number, and remember, you don't have to dial the one. You can just add the number.
Edit area. 8. Left soft save, right soft menu. 0. 0. 5. 5. 5. 8. 8 0 0. 5 5 5 minus. 8 3. 8 0 0. 8 0 0. 5 5 5 minus. 8 3 5 5.
Now it says edit area. The reason it does this, because I dialed the number first, and now I can save it. Press the left soft key.
Left soft. Left select a contact. List view. Less than new contact. Greater than selected use cursor keys to move through the items 1 to 40. List view. Left soft select right soft cancel.
And your first selection is new contact. I have other contacts in here. So if I wanted to, I could go down through the list and select a contact and save this in that contact in one of the number fields. I'm going to select new.
Select a type. One Outlook contact list box. Why?
Whoop. Hit.
Two SIM contact. One Outlook contact.
Went too far down on the phone. That's just to prove I'm not perfect. So I'm going to select Outlook. But you see, if I arrow down,
two SIM contact.
You don't want SIM. That's for your SIM card. That's just to add a basic number. It doesn't let you add a whole lot of other information. So I just don't use it. I use the Outlook selection.
One Outlook contact. Save to contact. First name. Blank line caps multi. Press edit area left soft save right soft menu.
Now, I already have Tell Me in my phone, but I'm using it to show you how to do this. Since it's Tell Me and not someone's name, I just put it all under the first name. Because if you do someone's name and you do the first name in the first name field and then the last name in the last name field, this saves it as the last name first. And you'll see what I mean. You can change that, and I'm going to show you down the fields here how you can do it. So I'm going to put Tell as the first name.
T, multi-press, T-E, L,
Now I'm going to arrow down.
Last name. Blank line caps multi-press edit area.
And I'm going to put tell me 2 here, because I already have tell me in here, and this is just kind of a teaching thing. I'm not going to save this one, of course.
Multi-press. E.
Now I have to press the function button to get into the number mode. You don't hear that, but I press the function. Now I'm going to press 2.
E2.
It actually had the end of me. That's where you got that E. And now it's back in number mode. If you're doing a number, like if you're going to send a text message, and you want to put a number in the 2 field, you have 2 ways of doing this. I'm not going to show you the first way, because when I give you the website for the person who does the HTC Ozone with mobile speak, he'll do a text message. So I don't want to do something he's already done. But if you're going to do a text message and in the number field, press the function key twice and it'll lock you into the number mode, and you can just keep dialing the number and adding it into the 2 field in your text message. When you're done, make sure to press the function key again to get back into the letter mode, because if you don't, you're going to be dialing numbers. But here I don't have to do it, because I just pressed the function key once and then I added that number 2. I'll do a text message here to myself later so you can see what I mean. Now I can arrow down to through the fields.
Number 800555835555 multi-press edit area.
So the number's already there because I already dialed it.
Number. Number type. Mobile selected 1 of 10 spinnable list box.
This lets you save it as a work, home, mobile.
Work selected 2 of 10.
I saved it.
First name. Tell multi-press edit area. Last name. Me. 2 multi-press edit area.
Since I saved it like this, or since I added the contact like this, I have to save it and then go in and add more information.
Left soft call work. 800555835555 selected 2 of 2. List box left soft call right soft menu.
Now I have to hit the right soft and go into my menu, because I have to edit this, because I want to add more information or change something in this contact.
9 items menu. 1 edit use cursor keys to select item. Enter to activate.
I'm gonna,
1 of 9 left soft call.
I'm going to press enter.
Contact. Work phone. 800555835555 multi-press edit area. Left soft done right soft menu.
So it takes me into that work phone number. If you arrowed up,
select a picture.
You can select a picture. I'm arrowing up.
Me, last name.
See, it's got me as the last name.
Area. Tell, first name. Tell multi-press edit area. Me, last name. Me, 2 multi-press edit area.
It's got the number 2. Tell me 2. Arrow down through the fields.
Picture. Select a picture selected.
You could put a picture, if this was a person, you could put a picture so that when they call you, the picture would come up.
Work phone. 800555835555 multi-press edit area. Blank mobile phone. Blank line mode. Blank home phone. Blank line blank custom ringtone. None selected 1 of 43 spinnable list box.
Now this is where you can select your ringtone that you want to go with this contact. I wouldn't put anything in here because I doubt very much that Tell Me is going to call me back. But you can, by right or left arrowing, you can select a ringtone.
Hello, Josephine, selection 2 of 43.
Hello, Josephine.
That's one I made.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
There's another one.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
So, my mother-in-law and Marcia Moses have become part of the podcast. They'll feel important. But I'm going to arrow back to the no ring tone.
Hello, Josephine, not selected, 1 of 43.
If I go left, I get into ringtones. Then you start getting into ringtones that were automatically in the phone when I got it. I want none, of course. I'm going to keep arrowing down.
Add email at multi-press edit area.
You can put email addresses in here.
Blank I am. Blank line multi-press
instant message
edit area. Blank work to home. Blank home. Phone.
You see all the fields?
Line company phone. Select items. Blank pager. Blank line car phone. Blank line multi. Blank work fax. Blank home fax. Blank assistant phone. Blank line blank radio phone. Blank line multi press edit at email. 2. At email. 3. At I am. 2. Blank line multi, blank I am, 3, blank web page, blank line multi press edit area.
Now the next one is where you can change that name around so it come as the first name first and the last name last.
Me, to, tell.
You see, it's showing the last name, tell me to, it's showing me to, tell. I'm going to right arrow and change that around.
File as, tell me, to selected 2 of 2, spinnable list box.
And now I've changed it the way I want it. There's other fields in here that you can add information to. When you get the phone, you can experiment and go through them. I just want to give you an idea to add contacts, how to do that. I'm going to press left soft because I want to save it.
Left 800-555-8355 left soft save right soft menu.
Now it's saved. We'll go under menu here.
5 items menu. 1 open disable use cursor keys to select item. 2 send text message use cursor keys to select item. Enter to activate.
If it was a mobile number, you could send a text.
3 view use cursor keys to select item. Enter to activate. 4 my phone number use cursor keys to select. 5 assistant dialing settings use cursor keys to select item. Enter to activate. 1 open disable use cursor keys to select item. Enter to activate. Edit area. 800. Left soft save right soft menu.
And we've already saved it. So that's one way to save the contact. The other way to do the contact adding, changing, and editing, you can press the right soft from your home screen, and that'll take you into contacts. And it'll give you a prompt. You say left soft, new, right soft menu. If you press the left soft key, it'll take you where you add your new contact, and you select SIM card contact or Outlook contact. And you can also add your contacts that way. If you add your contact that way, you don't have to save it first. You can go down and add the fields in. This time, you remember, I had to save it because of the way I added it. I had to save it before I could edit the contact. Okay, now I'm going to show you how Media Player works. I have some music on my storage card. I'm going to go into File Explorer.
MP Internet Explorer. Left. MP. 3 trim Windows Media.
I'm on my home screen, so I'm just looking for the shortcut.
Audio Booster. File Explorer. My Documents. My Documents. My Music List View. Left soft up right soft menu.
Okay, I'm going to hit the left soft because I want to go up a level to look into my storage card.
Left soft. Left. Application data selected. Use cursor. Con MG op, documents and settings selected. 3 of 20.
I'm arrowing down.
Mappy selected. 4 of 20. Music selected. 5 of my documents. Program files. Storage card selected. 8 of 20.
And bingo. Storage card.
Storage card. Music selected news cursor keys to move through the items one of two list view left soft up right soft menu.
Music.
Storage card music. Country classics selected news cursor keys to move through the items one of one list view.
We have a double CD set, country classics. I put it in the storage card just for this demonstration. I'll probably add some more things later.
Storage card music country classics. Disc. One selected news cursor keys to move through the items one of two list view.
Now, this is great. This is the first phone I've had where I can actually access the music folders. When I had other phones, I just had to put everything in the phone if I was going to play music in one big pile of files. You couldn't put it in lists or anything because you couldn't access it. The Talk screen reader, as well as Mobile Speak, gives you full access to this phone. I mean, there might be a few, it's like Windows, there may be a few things that don't work with it. You know, it's like when you download applications for Windows, sometimes they're just not accessible with your screen reader. Well, this is the same thing. For the most part, though, I can do more than I ever could with any other phone I had. Let's go into disk one here. Come on.
Storage card music country classics disk. 101 Hank Williams. Hey, good looking selected news cursor keys to 02 Pity Wells. It wasn't God who made Talkie Talk Angels selected 2 of 18.
You see, I can read my songs.
03 Tennessee Ernie Ford 16 Ton selected 3 of 18.
If I wanted to play this song, remember earlier I said there are times when you're going to want to turn talks off. If I select this song and press enter, Media Player is in the process of going through any information that it has to process, and so if you don't turn talks off, and I don't know if this happens with Mobile Speak or not, but it'll keep going. It'll keep talking over your music, so you have to turn it off. I'll show you what I mean.
Windows Media.
See, I had to stop that because it just, whatever this is processing, it's making the screen reader talk. Something's going on in the background in Media Player that's making it do that. So what I have to do now is press the Talks command button and then the back button to select voice off.
Talks, voice off.
Press the enter key. Now, if I... See, now it starts. The song starts, you don't get that...
People say a man
screen reader talking
made
over
it. Mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and...
Now I press enter to stop the song. I press back to get back to my list. And then I can press the talks button, command button, press the back key.
Voice on.
It announces it. Press enter.
Windows Media.
See, now it's
Windows
back.
Windows Media.
So I stopped it. So you want to make sure your screen reader's off, especially for talks. I don't know if you have the same problem for doing this with Mobile Speak or not, but I sure, that's one thing I don't like about that. So I turned it off. I can go into menu now with the right soft.
8 items menu. 1 library use cursor, 2 play pause use cursor keys to select, 3 stop use cursor, 4 shuffle repeat use, 5 full screen disable, 6 options use cursor keys, 7 properties use cursor, 8 about use cursor key, 1 library use cursor keys to select item, enter to activate, Windows Media, 00, 04 left soft now playing right soft menu.
And then I'm press back to get back to my list. You see there's several things under the Media Player menu that you can do.
Disk 1. Storage card music country classics disk. 103 Tennessee Ernie Ford 16 tons select a news cursor keys to move through the items 3 of 18 list view left soft up right soft menu.
So if I arrowed back up to the first song and shut talks off and then pressed enter, it would start playing this first disc. Then of course I'd have to go back in and press the back key to get back to my list and then press to turn talks back on. You'll see what I mean when you start doing this, and I don't know, like I said, if people have the same problem with mobile speak or not. Now, one thing about this phone, if you're doing a lot of things using applications and things like that, it really does eat up your battery. I started the day with my battery up 100%. It was fully charged. And I've been doing quite a bit of this today, so let's see where we're at.
Talks. Signal 66%. Operator Verizon Wireless Battery 80%.
Okay, so we're at 80%. And that's, you know, that's not bad. I've been doing quite a bit of this today, doing a lot of things with the phone. But it will eat your battery up. You know, you have to remember that when you're doing things with the phone. If you're going to do a lot of settings and adding contacts and stuff like that, then you're probably going to want to put it on the charger if you're going to have to go out or do something. As you see, there are some things with the phone that I don't care for, but there's going to be things with anything that you don't care for, I guess. For the most part, though, I like this phone. The media player, it's not like I'm going to be using that a whole lot. When I do, I just have to remember to do a few things. When I look back on it, and all the phones I've had, and I look at this one, boy, it's a night and day difference. I can do a lot of things with this. Okay, one last thing for this podcast. I want to send a text message so I can show you how that number mode works. I'm going to press the back button. I could do the home or something like that to wake up this phone because it's in sleep mode. I haven't used it for a while.
Back.
Now I'm going to press the message button, and that'll take me into the application to send text, email, you know, one of those selections.
Messaging. 1 SMS MMS list box. Left soft select right soft menu.
That's for text messaging.
2 mail.
That's my Gmail account that I set up. That'll be another podcast, how to set up email in here.
3 set up email.
So you can do that. I'm going to go back up.
2 mail. 1 SMS MMS.
Press enter.
Open. Selected. 674636.
Press the right.
7 items menu.
One soft for my menu.
Keys to select item. Enter to activate. 1 of 7 left soft delete right soft menu.
So I'm in the menu now. The first selection is new.
2 reply forward use cursor keys to select item.
And
enter
if you arrow down,
activate.
If you arrow,
7.
Shut up. If you arrow down, there'd be more selections. I'm going to arrow up to new.
1 new use cursor keys to select item. Enter to activate. 1 of 3 items menu. 1 picture message use cursor keys to select item. 2 video message. 3 text message use cursor keys to select SMS MMS. 2. Landline multi-press edit area left soft send right soft menu.
So, you see, with the screen reader, you get prompts all the way through this. Now I'm in the 2 field. And this is where, if I don't push that function button, when I want to do the numbers, I'm going to get letters. I'll show you what I mean.
2. Q multi-press edit area.
See, it gave me a Q. I'm going to backspace and delete that out.
2. Blank line multi-press edit area.
Now, there's 2 ways you could do this. I could press the function key and then press the first digit in the number. But then I'd have to press it every time I wanted to add a digit. Or I can press it twice and lock me into the number mode. So I'm going to press it twice. Okay. It doesn't announce it, but once you know where the function key is, you're okay. Function button, I should say. Some call them keys, I call them buttons. Now, I'm going to put in my number.
2, 1 multi-press edit area. 2, 1 4 multi-press edit area. 2, 1 4 0 multi-press edit area. 2, 1 4 0 1 multi-press edit area.
Now, it's a short number because I have some Verizon alerts that I can either have set automatically or get manually. I usually get them manually because, you know, you pay after a certain point for if you don't have a messaging plan. I do have, but I still like to get them manual. I want to get the current conditions for Minneapolis. I'm going to arrow down to the next field, and this will take me out of the number mode.
1401. 1401.
Oh, come on. You let me do it before.
1401.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Select a Uptown Pizza. Select a 40 of 40. SMSMMS. 2. 1401. Multi-press edit. Blank line. Multi-press edit area.
For some reason, it wouldn't let me arrow down to the next one. I had to press the enter button and it got me out of that mode. I'm going to have to play around with that and see why that happened, because you should be able to press the function key, get out of number mode, and then go back down to the next field, but it wouldn't let me do it. So I'm going to have to play with that. Usually I select a contact from my contacts and send the message that way. So I'll play with this and put it into the next part of the podcast when I do part two. I'll make a note to let you know what I found out. Maybe someone else will find out. But now I'm in the body where I want to type in what I need to do to get my current conditions for Minneapolis.
Multi-press edit area. C. U. R.
Now I have to hit the function key twice again to get me back in the number mode, because I have to put in my zip. I do CUR 55409 for Minneapolis.
R gap. 5 4 9.
I'm doing this one-handed and slow so you can hear it. I'm going to press function to get out of there.
2-1-4-0-1 multi-press edit area.
Now I arrowed up. Now I'll arrow down.
Cur 55409 multi-press edit area.
Now I'll press left soft to send this, and in a few minutes, I'll get a message back.
SMSMMS. Open selected. SMSMMS info message sent. Okay, left soft, okay. Left soft. Left SMSMMS. Open selected. 674636524 bin. 411. 612 minus. 874 minus. 0481 Uptown Diner. 2 selected use cursor keys. To move through the items one of one list view left soft delete right soft menu.
And that took me back into my messages.
Selected. 674636524 bin. 411. 612 minus. 874 minus. 0481 Uptown Diner.
Okay, it's bringing that back. Yep.
Unread. Selected. 11113. 1-5 p.m.
Okay. Let me open it now. There's the message that came back.
V conditions for Minneapolis. Temp 56.9. Wind 3. MPHSE feels like weather bug. MPHSE feels like 56.9. Humidity 86%. Bye. Weather bug.
I had to arrow back up. I arrowed down too fast and missed part of the message. But you can arrow through it, and that gives me my current conditions for Minneapolis. If you stayed at the top of the message, if you arrowed back up and then pressed talks, the talks command, and down arrow, it would read everything. I'll show you what I mean. Okay, I'm going to press the talks command button.
Talks.
And then down arrow.
1111 me conditions for Minneapolis. Temp 56.9. Wind 3 mph se. Feels like 56.9. Humidity 86%. By weather bug end of document. Press back to exit document red mode. Weather bug.
Okay. Now, I pressed back to get out of the document read mode. I'm going to press back to get out of this message.
SMSMMS. Open selected.
I'm going to press left soft to delete.
Left confirmation warning delete this. Left soft. Left SMSMMS. Open selected. 6746.
And back.
SMSMMS. Home. And back. Back.
Okay. And that's going to take us to the end of this first part of my podcast series on the HTCO's one with talks. I do want to give you some information. A lot of people, when they get the HTCO's one, they choose to get mobile speak. You know, there's a lot of people that like mobile speak better, and it does set up its own screen, and you do get a little more information on your home screen. You have to pay for mobile speak. I chose to get the HTCO's one with talks because talks comes with the phone. And that's why I'm doing the podcast series on talks. There is a website. Rick Harmon has the website Blind Geek Zone. http://www.blind-geek-zone.net. He has a lot of great podcasts on his website. He does a podcast for the HTCO Zone with mobile speak. He'll cover Twikini. He'll do some more text messaging for you and some other things. He also has a podcast on how to install and uninstall talks to put in mobile speak. So he covers that. So there are things that I'm not going to do in my podcast because I don't want to take away from what he's already done, and there's no reason for me to do it. But he has a great website, and I wanted to put this on here. You can also find his podcast for the HTCO Zone on Blind Cool Tech. http://www.blindcoolteh.com. And that also is a website that has a lot of great podcasts on it. I hope this gives you an idea of the basics of the HTCO Zone. Listen to the podcast with mobile speak, and you'll get an idea of how mobile speaks works with the HTCO Zone. I will be doing other podcasts for this series. I wanted to give you the basics and give you an idea of how the phone works, and yes, it does work with talks. When you first get your phone, you're going to have to do some settings changes to make talks work with the phone as it should. You're going to have to go into the Start menu, go into Settings, and Home Screen Layout. When you're in Home Screen Layout, you're going to have to change the layout from the HTC home screen to the Windows default home screen. That's the home screen layout that Talks works the best with. It does not even work and does not even read anything on the HTC home screen. I mean, you can still go in the Start menu and see the applications and stuff like that, but when you go back to your home screen, you really don't see anything. So you want the Windows default. You can also get a Tox user's guide at http://www.vzw.com/accessibility. That's also the place where you get your Tox update. I hope this podcast is helpful. Look forward to more podcasts in this series. Thank you.